Today we're celebrating the feast of St. Bartholomew, the Apostle. But our gospel reading for today from John doesn't mention Bartholomew at all. It only talks about Nathanael. It seems that church tradition has come to identify Nathanael with Bartholomew, though it's not at all clear why. But that's okay. I suggest we play the same game. Let's let Bartholomew or Nathanael become Susan or Barbara, become Jim or Brian. Let's let Bartholomew or Nathanael become us. And so now we can really reflect on the call that comes from Jesus. First thing to notice is that Jesus calls precisely 12 people to be apostles. That tells us he has big ambitions for them. He wants these 12 to bring the gospel to the 12 tribes of Israel, meaning he wants them to bring the good news to all the people. Jesus has big ambitions, big hopes for those he calls. Big ambitions, big hopes for us. But there's something else about the call we might miss. The call is to the apostles. And the names of the 12 apostles are well known to us. We even name ourselves and our children after them. But at the time of their calling, they were nobodies. No one knew them or their names. And Jesus called these nobodies to be his apostles, to be his companions in the ministry of proclaiming God's love, proclaiming God's incredible, unimaginable love. Jesus hasn't changed his way of doing things. He continues to call very ordinary people to do extraordinary feats. Jesus continues to call nobodies to be his companions, his apostles, in showing to the world what the love of God is like. We do that by what we say, for sure. But our clearest witness, our most articulate testimony, will be the way we live. It will be the way we actually treat people. That's where our witness will be most convincing. Jesus tells Nathanael he will see heaven open up. See heaven open up here on earth. And in fact, in the Gospels, Jesus teaches his disciples to pray every day that heaven open up for us here on earth. He tells us to pray that the Father's heavenly kingdom open up here on earth. That happens, he tells us, when daily bread is given and shared, when we see to one another's basic needs. That happens, Jesus tells us, when trespasses are forgiven, when we learn to forgive the sins we commit against each other, and these are inevitable. Heaven opens up on earth when we learn not to put each other to the test and testing, not to pass judgment on one another, but rather help one another escape the tragic consequences of our sins. Pope Francis would say, not pass judgment on one another, but rather become a field hospital for one another. Heaven opens up here on earth when we make clear through our lives that God's love is moving and shaping us. Heaven opens up here on earth when our lives bear real resemblance to the love and life we see in Jesus. Vaclav Havel was a playwright who became the first president of the restored Czech Republic. He wrote very wisely, "Life is too precious to permit its devaluation by living pointlessly, emptily, without meaning, without love, and finally, without hope. We are called to live a precious life whose very point and fullness comes in seeing and attending to the deeper needs of others. We are called to a life lived with a meaning that convinces, to a life lived with a love that dares, to a life lived with a hope that energizes." And Jesus said to Nathanael, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened up."